Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, here we are. We're walking out our brand new president-elect Donald Trump, and we're excited about what's going on. But understand this, you know, what is the power of the presidency? What did, you know, for our relationships, you've been watching VFN TV for some time, we're like, we were highly concerned about why is America treating Israel the way that we're treating Israel? Remember Israel being totally surrounded and our vice president saying specific things to Israel and saying you don't want a third intifada and different things that we talked about. And it seems like we were empowering the enemies of Israel, which is Iran, who seeks to push Israel into the sea. And it's like, what's going on? Well, understand we have a new day, a new president, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has something to say about it. But first, let's take a glance back, a little bit of the speech that President-elect Donald Trump gave the night that he found out he was elected president of the United States.
Every single American will have the opportunity to realize his or her fullest potential. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
That was so exciting. We had that on our previous program. You can catch our previous program. But yes, that is he's our new president, President-elect Donald Trump. And we're going to be talking about the power of the presidency, the Electoral College. But first, we're going to go back. You know, how does Israel see America's selection for our new president? Because they were highly concerned and reason so, if you've been watching our program. It's just like, have we lost our commitment to stand with Israel? Well, this is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, the leader of Israel, talking to President-elect Donald Trump. Take a look.
President-elect Trump, my friend, congratulations on being elected President of the United States of America. You are a great friend of Israel. Over the years, you've expressed your support consistently, and I deeply appreciate it. I look forward to working with you to advance security, prosperity, and peace. Israel is grateful for the broad support it enjoys among the American people, and I'm confident that the two of us, working closely together, will bring the great alliance between our two countries to even greater heights. May God bless America. May God bless Israel. May God bless our enduring alliance.
This, to us, as we are friends of Israel, as you know that we stand for God and country and Israel in that order, and that we've been big supporters and are big supporters of Israel. And we just pray continually for the peace of Jerusalem. We stand with, you know, Americans united for Israel. We stand with Avi Mizrahi in Tel Aviv, and we just pray for the protection and the peace of Israel. And look, now it looks like our relationships are coming back into a great alignment again. And God says, you know, he'll bless those who bless Israel, and he'll curse those who curse Israel. We're looking at a new direction for our country and how we focus on and stand with Israel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.